Thank you so much. All right, so I'm Chris Hahn from Idaho, and we're moving into the second half. And our first presentation is by Elizabeth Holtzschuh from Johnson County Department of Health and Environment, and talking about contact investigation of a high school student with TB.
Thank you. A little bit about our county. Johnson County is in the Kansas City metro area, and we're a fairly large county of about 550,000 individuals. And compared to the nation, we're fairly white and also affluent based on our median household income. So this investigation begins with a call, and of course it was a Friday on February 27th when all good contact investigations begin. And it started with a phone call from a local physician, and he was calling to report a high school student with probable tuberculosis disease. This patient had a 3-month history of cough, fever, weight loss, and night sweats that began following a knee surgery. When they did a chest x-ray, it showed large upper lobe infiltrates, and the physician was fairly certain this was TB and wanted to move forward with the treatment without waiting for the confirmatory labs. So the patient interview came next. Our TB nurse went to the patient's home and provided education, started gathering a family and social contact list, and started the patient on the standard 4-drug therapy. This time, the patient was also placed on home isolation. On March 3rd, lab results came back, and it came back acid fast bacilli positive, grading 4+. And this was really when we began our contact investigation in full force. In particular, we were concerned about the high school, knowing that this would be the largest source of contacts. So our TB nurse went to the high school, and it's a fairly new school, built in 2003. It has very high ceilings, lots of windows, good air ventilation, so we were hopeful this would mean that there would be less TB transmission there. It's a large school of 2,000 students, and more than 75% are non-Hispanic white. We knew that we would need to have open communication and trust built with the community, so we sent home letters and set up some student and parent forums, both during school and after school. It's a picture of our state TB controller who came down to talk to parents and students. But I think in particular, having our TB nurses there and having that open line of communication and answering questions from the students as well as the parents was really vital to having trust started very early on in the investigation. So on March 11th, we held our first school clinic. We decided to test all students who were in class with a case patient, and this resulted in 345 individuals being identified. We chose to use IGRAs instead of the skin test. This was the Wednesday before spring break, so we were concerned about follow-up, and also because of the sensitivity and specificity associated with IGRAs, and we were lucky enough to have them donated by QIAGEN. So on this first round of testing, we tested 282 of these 345 staff and students, which was 81%, and found that 26 or 9% were positive. And in looking at who those individuals were, we found that 35 of them had weightlifting class with our case patient. So we did some additional interviews, and I found that there was a second weight class. This class shared the same room as the case patient's class, but did not have the same teacher, which is why they weren't identified in that first round of testing. And this resulted in an additional 79 students over both semesters. So that came with another round of letters and another round of publicity, as well as more student forums and parent forums, again, just to make sure everybody was comfortable with what the progress was in our investigation. And on April 8th, we held a second school clinic, followed by a third school clinic on May 5th, which was important because there's an 8-week seroconversion time for TB infection. So our overall result, we completed testing on 91% of the staff and students who were identified. Another 27 had one test done, but did not complete that testing at 8 weeks. We also identified 43 positives, or 11% of those tested. In looking at who was positive, we found that individuals who had year-long classes or spent 11 weeks with that student had a high rate of positivity, and this was significantly associated with the number of hours spent in class. We also saw that weightlifting and that secondary weightlifting class, as well as PE, were high positivity rates. We thought this was due to lack of air ventilation, potentially when the individual was exerting themselves, potentially coughing and increasing transmission. However, when looking at this in conjunction with time spent in class, it was not significantly associated. In conclusion, we tested all students who had class with a case patient, which was a good route for us. If the rate had been over 15% positive, we would have moved on and done the entire school. We completed testing on 91% of the school contacts, and more than 10% were positive for TB infection. We found that the amount of time spent in class with the case patient was significantly associated. We think the trust developed by our TB nurse was vital in this, to have such a high percent who were tested. And we also had 100% treatment initiation rate for our TB infections. Thank you.